Some banks were brought to their knees by the Great Recession. Goldman Sachs partners got a windfall.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. More on Goldman in a moment. But first, a big trade deal is expected to be announced today between the U.S. and China. China reportedly will buy at least $45 billion in American exports, including 200 planes from Boeing. The Chinese president, Hu Jintao, will meet with Boeing's CEO tomorrow. Today, there are other chief executives on his schedule talking trade, currency, and the country's treatment of American business. President Hu will meet with Jeff Immelt of General Electric and Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs today. Now, that meeting with Blankfein comes as Goldman reported a more than 50% drop in profit for the last 3 months. But Goldman Sachs is by no means in bad shape. A report out today by the New York Times and Footnoted.com, which digs deep into regulatory filings, shows Goldman partners are reaping the rewards of a stock option windfall, options that were given out in the depths of the financial crisis more than 2 years ago. Teo Francis is senior reporter for Footnoted. He pilfered through 5,000 pages of regulatory filings to get this story, and he's with us now from New York. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, how much money are we talking about here?
We're talking about a lot of money. The Goldman partners over the years, over the past 12 years since the IPO, have extracted about $20 billion worth of Goldman stock.
And who are these Goldman partners?
Well, these are the elite of the elite, especially if you hear them tell it. These are the top people at one of Wall Street's most exclusive and prestigious investment banks. They essentially are the ones who make the most money or who run the place or who are on track to do the latter.
When it was looking pretty iffy there for all those big banks in 2008, Goldman was giving out a huge chunk of money to these partners, as you mentioned, money that they didn't have to publicly report. I mean, is that at odds with the bailout money that they received then?
Well, ultimately, they did publicly report it. But of course, in classic Goldman fashion, they did it as quietly as possible. And what they essentially did is they gave their partners, these elite employees, they gave them the right to buy shares at the then current stock price, which of course was extremely low, right? Because it was in the middle of the financial crisis. It was either a very shrewd move or a very opportunistic move, depending on how you look at it. To the public at large, it may look very different.
I want to ask you about the Goldman earnings that we got today. It looks like they took a bit of a hit last quarter with their profits down more than 50%. How's that going to affect the compensation for the Goldman partners?
In the short run, you know, if the stock takes a hit, then those options are less valuable. But in the long run, if Goldman keeps minting the money as it generally has done, I don't think they'll suffer too much.
Teo Francis, senior reporter for Footnoted.com. Teo, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly lower right now. The S&P off about 0.6%. The NASDAQ down 0.8%. The Dow is flat, up just very slightly, 4 points at 11,842. The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates at just above zero for more than 2 years. But in Brazil, another expected interest rate hike today could push rates above its current 11%. The BBC's Paulo Cabral joins us now from Sao Paulo with the latest. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Steve.
Why is inflation so high over there in Brazil? And what risks are there if they keep raising the interest rates?
Well, you know, what we have now in Brazil is what economists call demand inflation. That means people willing to buy too much. That's not surprising. Brazil is in a very good economic moment, so people have more money. Supply and demand makes that prices then rise. And then how that relates to interest rates. Government has to keep the interest rates high to hold the inflation, but keeping the interest rates high, it's also harder to increase the productivity in the country, and that causes inflation.
Now, Paulo, inflation here in the United States is about 1%. What's it like living in a country where prices are rising more rapidly?
Well, look, you know, it's about 5% in Brazil right now, and that's not even what would be considered really high in Brazil. I remember 20 years ago, inflation would reach the heights of 90% in one month, you know. That means like having a check in your hand. If you take 1 week to cash it, it already lost one-fourth of its value. So you do notice that your salary buys less and less over time. But I think the real fear in Brazil is to go back to that situation of hyperinflation that the country has experienced in the past.
The BBC's Paulo Cabral joining us this morning from Sao Paulo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions since 1896. ALLIANZUSA.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by PBS, presenting a look at the cutting edge, like car parts made from mushrooms. Nova's Making Stuff, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS.
Starbucks today announced it's going to let you download an app that will pay for your coffee with an iPhone or BlackBerry smartphone. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, see how the plan's percolating.
Starbucks says for consumers, phone payments are faster than fumbling for a card or cash. Starbucks also gets paid faster than it does with credit card sales. Initially, almost 6,800 company-owned Starbucks will accept mobile payments, along with more than 1,000 Starbucks stands in Target stores. Tech analyst Gary Arlen of Arlen Communications says Target and other retailers will be watching.
It's one thing to buy a $3 or $4 coffee out of this. It's another thing to put $30, $40, $100 or more on a charge.
Arlen says companies can reach out and touch you through your phone as you walk by, making mobile payments even more attractive.
You can tell people, well, if you come in right now, we'll give you a 20% discount because business is slow.
Arlen says Starbucks' mobile initiative will eventually percolate out to almost every other retailer. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, having a pet is a wonderful thing, right? The unconditional love of a dog, the feistiness of a cat. But cleaning up after Chi-Chi or Charlie is something less than wonderful. Well, there's a new service out of San Francisco that already picks up the mess Fido makes outside. Now it's going to come to your home and clean and replace the kitty litter box, too. The company's called Duty Calls, D-O-O-D-Y. And it asks that you seal the litter box and leave it outside the door. We don't know how much it costs, but depending upon your aversion to such things, it could be a step in the right direction. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The gambling money just hasn't been flowing, so Atlantic City, New Jersey is trying something a little bit different.
That's a 25-pound bunny that retails for about $150. We have many retailers who buy that to make a statement in their store.
I'm Kai Rizdahl from Vice to Nice, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.